Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver that every day, or at least we try to every day. We're here most days. But let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That's some interesting background right there. But in any event, let's take a look. We are celebrating today. We celebrate every day. I don't know about this one. This one says National Public Sleeping Day. So I guess you go to sleep in public. I don't know exactly what that one means, so I might be able to just stay off of that one. National Chili Day, I can go with that. National Toast Day. Tooth Fairy Day, I don't know about that one. Ooh, that's a little loud even. We'll have to talk to the wonderful Miss Christie and see what we're going to go with. National Chocolate Souffle Day. How's that one sound? National Yeah, I think we're going to go with National Chocolate Souffle Day. Throw a little brandy in there. Might be a little good to go with that chocolate souffle. Anytime you go with a little brandy, chocolate souffle, how do you go wrong with that one? Let's check out the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 26 points right now.
Ow!
Yeah, not a big issue. Oil. The oil is off. Is up 13 cents a barrel. That's not another one that's not a real huge issue for the day. I don't even want to look and see what gasoline prices are, because every time we look at gasoline prices, especially when we are in the state of confusion, we get a little bit ill. But 241.3 is the national average. In the state of confusion, we're at 328.6. So we'll,
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, not fun, but that's where the pricing is right now. Let's take a look and see what the bonds are doing. The bonds, it's a little bit of a painful day in the bond market, or at least it was when I first came into the studio today. Let's see where they are tracking right now. We were looking up, we were pushing on to those 25-day moving averages. That's what's been our issue. The 30-year bond, the mortgage-backed securities, down 12 basis points.
Ow!
That means interest rates up. We're looking at the 10-year treasury up 3 basis points on the yield. It kind of ties in with what we said on the mortgage-backed security. And the S&P 500 down 1.22. It is the very last day of October. And generally, we see on the very last day of October, it's not a real good day for, historically, not a great day for stocks. Generally, we're going to see the Dow Jones plunge on the final day of February. So we'll be watching for that one. We watch the S&P, the NASDAQ, the QQQ, 26% win rate. So we're going to be looking to see what we can buy on the NASDAQ. Might be a good time to buy. I'm not giving you any financial advice, but that's just the issue right there. So we will be watching that one as well. Let's check out and see what's going on in the morning briefing today. We get a daily briefing, so let's see where we are. Obviously, I found this fascinating today. We've got an oxymoron going. We've got Adam Schiff and the intelligence community or committee. Now, Adam Schiff and intelligence, they don't go along at all. I mean, there's no such thing as intelligence when you listen to Adam Schiff. I mean, got to be the biggest, loon that there is in Washington. But hey, we vote for him in California. So he's a California congressman. Basically, in my opinion, Adam Schiff is about as worthless as they come. We did see what the House of Representatives is all about now. Think about this one. It's very, very fascinating to me. We've got the president of the here's the dichotomy. Whether you like the president or not, here's the dichotomy. President of the United States is in Vietnam working on denuclearizing a nuclear threat. Okay, got it. And at the same time, the House of Representatives is showing a screen where they've got a convicted felon liar is who they're dealing with at the United States House of Representatives. Figure that one. Can you imagine that with you've got a convicted felon and this exact same day? Now, it used to be very simple. If the president of the United States was abroad, it was pretty quiet in Congress. They gave that respect. They said, you know something? Let's let him focus on what he's doing. But that doesn't hold true anymore, not in the 2019 Congress. But that's exactly what you're going to get from the Democrats in the Congress. They don't care about America. They don't care about Americans. It's just, and you can see that because they voted to let little kids get killed, right? That was their vote just in the last couple of days. Amazing. President Trump did prove that he is willing to walk away from a bad deal. I wonder if President Obama could have done something like that. But President Trump did walk away from the summit with North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Said, you know something? You just have to walk away sometimes. The deal was not a good deal. They say it was a productive meeting. But, hey, we didn't get to where we needed to be, so there is no deal at the time. But they did agree to continue talks. That's a big issue right there. So as long as they're continuing to talk, that's a good thing. I know some people say, well, you don't want to talk to your enemies, and that's just kind of the way they are, but, hey, that's the issue. Moving right along, Nancy Pelosi, always in the news, said Wednesday she supports a bill that would establish a commission to study and consider reparations for African Americans regarding slavery. Well, what are you going to do? Give the money to the guys to the slaves? They're mostly all dead, right? I mean, President Lincoln, 1864. Yeah, I don't think that there's anybody alive from 1864, so that's the issue there. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, another one that you got to wonder about, reintroduced the bill last year, and it currently has 35 co-sponsors. As you're probably aware, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has legislation to study this issue, and I support that, unquote, says Pelosi in response to a question about reparations during an event at Howard University. Further, quote, we have to reduce the disparity in income in our country. We have to reduce the disparity in access to education in an affordable way in our country, reduce the health disparities in our country. So while we're studying how we deal with reparation issues, there's plenty we can do to improve the quality of life of many people in America. Good deal. Get them a job. Let them go to work. That's the idea right there. Moving right along, a new report suggests North Korea's treatment of Christians is getting worse, with people of faith who live in the reclusive nation resorting to praying in the bathroom or hiding under blankets on Sundays to worship in their homes. Amazing. That's according to a Fox News report. The summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is happening in Vietnam as Christians continue to be persecuted in North Korea. Well, you know something, that you don't like any of those issues, but you also have to look and say, you know something, how many things can we control in the United States? That is their culture. Now, maybe you can help them get out of that. Oh, wait a second. We've got the illegals coming in from Mexico. So we probably can't help everybody that we'd like to, because we're letting all the illegal immigrants coming in so that the Democrats can get their way. Just a thought right there. We will continue looking at what's going on in the news. The story that keeps on giving. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, member of the House Oversight Committee, asked Michael Cohen yesterday if Trump had intentionally devalued his real estate assets to reduce his tax bills. Cohen replied, yes. Does everybody not try to reduce their tax bill? Anybody that can? What you do is you deflate the value of the asset and then you put it in a request to the tax department for a deduction, said Cohen when Ocasio-Cortez asked how Trump attempted to reduce his tax bill. So I guess he can't do it on his own. And was there a benefit to reducing the value of your property? So again, you got a convicted liar. And Ocasio-Cortez, who just tried single-handedly cost the people of New York 25,000 jobs, paying $150,000 a year. I think we ought to listen to those two, right? Senator Kamala Harris, leader of the Pound Heels Up group, sent out an email blast to supporters saying Cohen's testimony was evidence as eroded key political institutions. So, again, we want to listen to the liar, and we're not going to go and wait for the Mueller report or the IG report. And I bet there's a lot of people that sent money to Kamala Harris, but maybe it's just the people that are in favor of prostitution, being that that's what she is in favor of, according to her, not according to me. Beto O'Rourke says he has made up his mind about a 2020 presidential run and will announce his intention soon. Was there any surprises to what he's going to say? He said that in a statement Wednesday that he and his wife Amy have made a decision about how we can best serve our country and are excited to share it with everyone soon. A group raising money for an O'Rourke presidential run has announced the creation of a Beto Alert, which will use emails and texts once O'Rourke decides to mobilize supporters right away. Chinese government, again, infiltrating nearly every sector of the U.S. education system via a package of programs and monetary schemes that seek to indoctrinate American children and bring the communist government's propaganda into the classroom, according to a new report by a Senate investigations body. Hawaii once again takes over the number one spot on the Gallup National Health and Well-Being Index, released on Wednesday. Seventh time it has topped the list since the rankings began in 2008. That is the happiest and healthiest states. The top five: Hawaii, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Utah. The five unhappiest: West Virginia is number 50, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Tennessee. More headlines. Hollywood Reporter suggests Hollywood stress, quote unquote, is the blame for the Smollett's hoax. MS-13 members seeking to hit New York police officers living in parts of Long Island, according to a report. Two Democrat socialists win spots on Chicago City Council. Three headed to runoffs. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. A lot going on right now. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. No worries. Home prices coming in for a soft landing. How to increase your chances of getting a loan approval. Five things to know about mortgage loans and bad credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a
veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. The Fast Pass Loan Approval, they're the only one I know of that has that Fast Pass Loan Approval. So let's take a look at what's happening in the mortgage market. We look at that on a regular basis for you. I'd like to find out all of the goodies, the reasons why things are happening, not just what is happening. Anybody can tell you what is happening. Google.com has that information for you as well. So we start there. We look at the S&P 500 down 2.40 as we speak, down 240, 2790. Look at the stock market and see what's going on there. That gives you a good indication because the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that generally is going to give you all of the 30 big stocks. It doesn't tell you the overall market. The S&P 500 gives you a lot more information because it is dealing with the 500 stocks that compose the S&P 500. So even though we look at the Dow down 834 right now, and actually the S&P 500 has moved up just a little bit, we look at the S&P 500, we look at the 10-year Treasury, the yield up 2 basis points to 2.71, and we also were looking at the Fannie Mae bond, and we look at that mortgage-backed security. Mortgage-backed security being down 9 basis points as we speak. So what is happening? Why is it happening? Basically, call all of this stuff unchanged. Art Cashin, again, I told you, had some interesting facts for the last day of February. Historically, stocks have had a tough time ending the day higher. Only 35% of the time since 1993 are stocks on the last day of February. On the other hand, bonds have performed quite well, so if you're looking for a loan, certainly hopeful that the mortgage-backed securities do well today. That means interest rates will be down. Initial jobless claims, which measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 225,000 claims last week. The reading of 225,000, 8,000 higher or worse than last week, and in line with expectations of 225,000. Last week's figure was revised slightly higher by 1,000 from 216 to 217. And being that last week was the sample week, the week that the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses for the jobs report that comes out a week from tomorrow, that's going to be a significant number. It's showing that is real good. You get a good number there, it could lead us to a strong jobs report coming up. Hey, good morning, Mercedes. Glad to see you with us today. So we are looking at that four-week average, 229,000. So we're looking pretty strong right there. Fourth quarter GDP showed that the U.S. economy grew by 2.6%, much stronger than expectations of 1.8%. That gives us, for the first time in 10 years, We're showing a GDP over 3%. So we look at the 2.6 for the GDP for the fourth quarter. That gives us a 3.1 ranking or 3.1% for the full year of 2018. Projections were at 3%. So good news right there. And again, as we shared, the mortgage bonds are battling with their 25-day moving average. We've been talking about that. That's been a big level of support for us. So levels of support means that the market is having trouble getting down below that. So we are trading below it right now. We've got a double level of support that we're hitting on right now, being the 50-day moving average and a Fibonacci level. I'm not going to get into all the details of those things. But we are battling right there in that area. So, you know, it's looking good for us not to have too much more in the way of increased interest. Just a bit of commentary there for you. Little projections. Again, what I would highly recommend if you're looking at a new loan, the idea here is make sure you're working with a lender that protects you in case the interest rates drop and keeps you controlled or locked in if they go up. Just so you want to have the best of both worlds right there. That is our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage providing you with that mortgage minute each and every morning right here on Ron Siegel Radio. So I thought today, you know, being that we are getting into the spring season, how do you increase your chances of getting a mortgage loan approval? So, and then, you know, something, most of these things will actually tie in to any kind of a loan approval that you want. Need to get some money. Maybe you want a new furnace, maybe a new home improvement. Maybe you want to replace that old car. I mean, you might want to go into a bank, credit union, apply for the loan. How do you know if your application will be accepted or rejected? Unfortunately, you won't know until the creditor does their analysis and determines your credit worthiness. There are a few ways to increase your chances of getting accepted for that loan. I've listed the top five right here. Let us talk about them. Bottom line is do your research. Five ways to increase your loan approval percentage. What is your credit worthiness? Since lenders consider your credit the main factor when determining your credit worthiness, it's important to know where your credit stands before applying for a loan. That includes knowing your credit score. I highly recommend myfico.com. I have no affiliation with them. But myfico.com, that's the one that I use for my family, myfico.com. Do I have to pay for it? Yes. But do I get instant alerts when there are changes to my score, changes to my profile? Yes, I get them probably twice a day. I'm getting information that maybe an account balance increased, maybe an account balance decreased. But myfico.com is the great source for that. Once you know the information, check the credit requirements for specific lenders you'll be approaching. Make certain your credit meets their requirements, otherwise you'll probably be in for a disappointment. Remember, even if your credit does meet their requirements, it doesn't mean you'll approve. However, the closer your credit factors match their prerequisites, the more likely you are to get an approval. Now, MyFICO is a service of, guess what? FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation. We're paying them. That's the reason when you go to services like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, you get a credit score. You do not get a FICO score. You're not paying them for that. How do they make their money at those other services? Well, it's real simple. They are trying to induce you to get a new credit card, one that they recommend, a new loan, one that they recommend. They make money on those when you click through there. My FICO, that's why I told you right at the very beginning, I make no money from them. I have no relationship with them. I am a satisfied customer of theirs. So I get this information. I'm able to share what I'm learning with you. MyFICO.com. You know, I think it's like $40 a month, something like that, but they give you the best information. And being that it is My FICO, they're actually giving you the FICO score from all three bureaus. Not a credit score, which is what you're getting from Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. Many of the free services, even when they're attached to your credit card, they're giving you a credit score, not a FICO score. And if you can walk into an institution and you look and say, okay, I know my auto FICO, which is different than your mortgage FICO or your credit card FICO, but if you know your auto FICO is, say, 770, okay, well, you know that you're going to be in a good rate or a good area to get a good price. Now, if it was me, I'd be going to my bank and credit union to check on the pricing, see what they have to offer. Then you can go and let the credit card, car company do their work. Let them tell you what they have to offer. Let them compete. Second item, what's your income? Many lenders require a minimum income. Individual and joint incomes are analyzed, and you should discover their income requirements before applying for a loan. Does the lender want you and your spouse to bring in a certain amount of money each month? Do they expect you to be employed by one company for an extended period of time? Do you receive your income through direct deposit? These are just a few of the questions a lender will ask. Find out more about the lender income requirements so you're ready to answer the questions on the application or questions they come directly from the loan officer's mouth. This information is crucial to have before deciding which lender you want to go with. I'm going to go with the other three. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We will also chat about how to increase your chances of getting a loan. No worries, home prices coming in for a soft landing, things to know about mortgage loans and bad credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, a house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No worries. Home prices coming in for a soft landing. Home prices have appreciated considerably over the last 5 years. This has some concern that we may be in for another dramatic correction. However, recent statistics suggest home values will not crash as they did a decade ago. Instead, this time they will come in for a soft landing. The previous housing market was fueled by an artificial demand created by mortgage standards that were far too lenient. When this demand was shut off, a flood of inventory came to market. This included heavily discounted distressed properties. That would be the foreclosures and the short sales. Today's market is totally different. Mortgage standards are tighter than they were prior to the last boom and bust. There is no fear that a rush of foreclosures will come to the market. The Mortgage Bankers Association just announced that foreclosures are lower today than any time since 1996. Case Shiller looks at the percentage of appreciation as compared to the same month the prior year, and I shared the graph of their findings over the last 10 months. So we're looking at a 4.2% appreciation is what we're really looking at. As we see, home price appreciation is softening and more inventory comes to the market. This shows that real estate prices are not crashing, but merely returning towards statistic appreciation numbers. Statistically, 3.6% annually is the number that has happened. Home prices are leveling off long term. That's a good thing for the housing market. That's just a thought for you. And when we talk about the foreclosures, those are down about 20%. Now, they were very, very low. So when you say down 20%, that doesn't take a whole lot. They were at a half a percent. They went down to 0.4%. So there's not a whole lot of foreclosures out there in the marketplace. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So before the break, we were chatting a little bit about how to improve your chances of getting approved for a loan. And we talked about your credit worthiness and your income. The third item on there is, what is your collateral? First, what is collateral? A lot of people don't even understand that part of it. What is collateral? Collateral is something pledged as a security for the repayment of a loan to be forfeited in the event of a default. Examples of collateral could be a home, a car, property, even a commercial building. Collateral can be a source of liquid funds that the lender can use in case of you defaulting on the loan. Basically, the more collateral you have, the lower the risk for the lender. This can increase your chances of getting a loan approval. It's not a guarantee, of course. It's just another step in a positive direction. What's outstanding debt? That's the next item. Your outstanding debt is significant when it comes to your debt-to-income ratio. We call that DTI, debt-to-income ratio. Sorry about that. I was getting a little cough here. Your DTI compares how much you owe each month as to how much you earn. Simply stated, it's the percentage of your gross monthly income before taxes. That goes toward payments for rent, mortgage, credit cards, and other debt. The higher your DTI, the more of an indication it is to a lender that you're using a lot of your income to pay off other loans. That's the sign of a big risk for any lender. It's a good idea to pay off some of your other debts before applying for a loan. Typically, 43% is the maximum DTI one can have while still meeting the requirements for a mortgage. Still, it's the best to keep the DTI at or below 36%. Fifth, what's your reason? Why do you want the loan? Do you want it to consolidate debt, get a mortgage, start a home, improvements, or to increase the value of your home? If the purpose of your loan doesn't match the lender's requirements or what they feel is a legitimate purpose to put the money at risk, the chance of approval is low. Make sure your reason fits in line with the lender's expectations. You might need to go to the right lender for the right product to get that approval that you are looking for. That is the issue right there in understanding these things. You don't want to go to a mortgage lender when you're looking for a car loan. It does not work that way. So just have these understandings, understanding where you are, where you stand. A lot of times the knowledge, having this knowledge before you go and get started is the big benefit, right? You want to make sure you have all this information before you go and get started, because otherwise you're going to start getting all these credit inquiries. You're going to get frustrated. It's not going to be exciting for you. I'm going to suggest, hey, stay away from them in that instance. Now, we do talk a lot about that debt consolidation process. Debt consolidation, now is the right time to be thinking about debt consolidation. Why? Because we just got the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey interest rates again today. They come out every Thursday morning, 7 a.m. on the West Coast. 4.35 is the average with a half a point cost to it. That is the perfect interest rate or the perfect loan. Again, looking at those part of those five things that we talked about, the idea there is it's a purchase money loan. It's not for a refinance. It's not for cash out. So it is that purchase money loan, 40% down payment, conforming loan limits with a 750 FICO score or better. Now, if you've got a mortgage and you've got a second mortgage and maybe car loans, you might want to look at it and say, okay, let's convert all of that into a new 30-year loan. We can bring down our payments and then use the savings. If you're able to afford the numbers, you use the savings to pay down the term on your new loan. That way you're not taking a 5-year car loan or a 4-year car loan and making it into a 30-year loan. You put the savings, because in some instances, your mortgage interest will be less than your car interest. If it's not less, then don't do it. But in almost all instances, your first mortgage interest is going to be less than your home equity line of credit interest, and that'll probably increase this year, maybe once or twice, depending upon what the Federal Reserve does. But again, what you want to be doing is increasing those numbers, make them make sense for you, make them work for you. Change your household debt structure. Very few people ever look at their debt structure. They're all concerned with, what do my asset accounts look like? What are my investment accounts? What's my bank account? But we look at, what does your debt look like, right? So if you can take and combine a first mortgage and a home equity line of credit or second mortgage, or if you can get rid of that mortgage insurance premium and take advantage of where the interest rates are, because last year this time, interest was at 4.43 and heading up. Right now we're at 4.35 and we're heading down. Well, it's actually been the same. Last week was the same as this week, but last year we were significantly higher. So you might want to take advantage of the market right now while the getting is good. That is the whole issue right there. Just a thought for you. We're going to continue this conversation with Mortgage 101 when we come back. Five things to know when shopping for a loan, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, five things to know about mortgage loans and bad credit. Five things to know. Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Believe it or not, your credit doesn't have to be stellar to get a mortgage anymore. Many banks and mortgage lenders only extend mortgage loans to applicants with at least a 640 credit score. However, not all lenders are created equal, and it is possible to get a home loan with a score below 600, which is considered bad credit. But bad credit is going to cost you in a higher interest payment. What credit score do I need to get a mortgage? Well, the answer depends on the mortgage. There are two main types of mortgage loans. Conventional loans, loans not secured by a government agency and issued by private lenders, Federal Housing Administration or FHA loans issued by private lenders but guaranteed by the Federal Housing Administration. Some lenders offer conventional mortgages to consumers with a credit score of just 620. Other lenders go even lower, but the process for getting a mortgage with low credit score can be difficult and involve thorough explanations of your credit history. For FHA loans, some lenders go as low as 580 with just 3.5% in equity. However, some folks can get a new mortgage or even do a cash-out refinance with a credit score as low as 550. But there is a catch. You'll need at least 10% equity position, meaning you need 10% down when buying a home or 10% equity when refinancing. Keep in mind, though, not all lenders extend a home loan to someone with a bad credit score. Whether they do or not depends on the lender's tolerance for risk. From an underwriting perspective, poor credit indicates a higher risk of default or not paying the loan. The more risk a bank is willing to take on, the higher your chances of getting approved with a not-so-hot score. You can see where you currently stand by viewing your credit score. Again, I talked to you, myfico.com. myfico.com. Some things to keep in mind if you have a low credit score and are shopping for a mortgage. One, it's a good idea to build your credit if needed. If your credit score is below 620, you may want to build it up before starting your mortgage approval process. If your credit score is at least 620, you'll have an easier time getting a mortgage. Hitting that threshold and above also gives you access to better mortgage rates and terms. Plus, it'll keep you from going through the type of scrutiny a lower credit score bracket can require. You can generally improve your credit score by disputing errors on your credit report, paying down high credit card balances, and getting any delinquent accounts back in good standing. Down payment assistance will be hard to come by. Down payment assistance programs gives borrowers access to money to use for a down payment on a new home as long as they qualify for the program. To be eligible for down payment assistance, a borrower typically needs a credit score that falls between 620 and 660. To qualify for down payment assistance of 5% of the home value, the credit score needs to be 661 or higher. You can expect this across the board with most banks and lenders. It's reasonable to assume you're ineligible for assistance programs if your credit score is less than 620. Number three, previous short sales, bankruptcies, or foreclosures are subject to seasoning periods in some instances. Having a short sale, bankruptcy, or foreclosure on your credit report impacts your ability to get a mortgage. There's typically a three-year waiting period, also known as a seasoning period, before you can qualify for a mortgage after you've been through a foreclosure or short sale. The waiting time after bankruptcy is 2 years. There are some loan programs that have shorter seasoning periods. For instance, VA loans can get approved 2 years after a foreclosure. There are some private deals that are much sooner than that. So if you have any question at all, we just helped somebody connect on a loan with, I think it was about 6 months out of bankruptcy, something real short. Number four, higher debt-to-income ratios make it harder. FHA loans for debt-to-income ratios that exceed 54%, that's if your credit score is 640 or higher. That's not to say a credit score of 620, for example, will not qualify for an FHA loan. It's almost a guarantee, though, that if your score is less than 600, you're going to have a difficult time getting a loan approved if your debt-to-income ratio is any higher than 45%. Cash-out refinancing is on the table. This is number five. This was a big one. If you already own a home, you can use your home equity to improve your credit. How do you do that one? With a cash-out refi of your home, cash-out refinances let you pay off installment loans and credit cards, which often carry higher interest rates than a home loan. Wrapping all those installment loans into a home equity loan payment can save you significant money, and it's an option for borrowers with lower credit scores. For some lenders, they'll do a cash-out refinance for borrowers with a credit score as low as 550, as long as they have 10% equity in the house. However, if this is something you're considering, be sure to read the fine print, crunch the numbers to determine if you're come out ahead. That's why we have the debt consolidation or the blended household income calculator that we're able to run those programs for you to see what is your blended household interest rate and can you save some money by restructuring your financing. Bad credit might not merit a low enough interest rate to make this all worthwhile. That's why you have to be knowledgeable. You'll also want to make sure a new or higher monthly mortgage payment is something you can handle. Just a few thoughts right there for you on some of these different programs. There are a lot of them out there. I'm going to request or suggest don't get stuck with one specific bank or institution. You need a mortgage banker broker so that they go out and do some personal shopping for you. Just a thought. The dirty word is back, subprime mortgage loans. The subprime mortgage loan comes with a much higher interest rate than you can get with conventional loans, which are accessible only to people with higher credit. Conventional loans can also be set up to be adjustable rate mortgages with promotional interest rates that are lower than they will be after the promotional period is over. Be wary of the change in interest rates that can come with an adjustable rate mortgage. While the promotional introductory period might be nice, after it's over, the monthly payments can become too much to handle. It's in your best interest as a borrower with less than perfect credit to stay away from loans that put you at financial risk. Instead, opt for mortgage lenders that work with your credit score and offer you financing at lower rates. Sometimes those subprime notes, though, as long as you can be disciplined, can give you the breathing room it takes to increase your credit score and get back into the prime world. Here's the way it works. You get that subprime loan. It's better than renting because renting means you're paying 100% interest. Who wants to pay 100% interest? Right? So you're better off getting even a subprime loan, understanding that you've got a process. You've got to get a hold of our friends, Jeff over at Blue Water Credit. He'll help you get your credit score increased. Take care of that. At the same time, you're seasoning some of those terms on your other projects, and it's going to help you out in the long run. Remember, just because you can technically get a mortgage with bad credit doesn't mean it's the best move for you. You have to do the analysis to figure out what works for you. You may want to improve your credit standing, lower your debt-to-income ratio, and bolster your down payment funds before hitting up the housing market. If you're currently looking for a home loan, be sure to ask prospective lenders or mortgage brokers lots of questions, or you can just come back here, Ron Siegel Radio. We give you this information every day. If you need a free consultation, give me a call. I'm happy to do that with you, for you as well. It's totally free. That means it costs you absolutely nothing. That's the concept right there, is it's not going to cost you anything to get that done. Again, that's just some services that we have. Budgeting, yep, you got the financial legacy tool. Put all of your finances in one place so it's nice and simple for you. All you need to do is text RSR Budget to 79564. RSR Budget, 79564. Get that free tool. Put everything in there. It is a read-only tool, so nobody can manipulate any of the data that's in there. You cannot make payments through the tool. It does not work that way. Just a thought for you. Keep looking at those things. They make sense, not always for everybody, but they make sense for the right people. So the financial legacy tool, it's used by a lot of high net worth individuals. So keep that in mind when you're looking at that tool. Then you might want to get on the Get Mortgage Ready program, which sends you a weekly update and tip and strategy to increase your credit score. Those are all different tips and tools for you to help you out. There's a lot of ways that you can help yourself. Just a thought there for you. I do get this question on a regular basis, though, also, because there is a big-time radio personality out of the Southeast that talks about 15-year mortgages. And is a 15-year mortgage worth it? Well, I am not a fan of the 15-year mortgage. There are some people that like it. It is a very, very limiting product. Why is it a limiting product? We've talked about this in the past. I think you're much better off having a program or a product. Why do you want to have dead equity? Equity in real estate is dead equity. It does not work for you. But if you put that same money into safe, secure investments, you're going to be far better off. So is there a 15-year mortgage? Yes. Does it generally have a lower interest rate? Yes. But here's the issue, is it's not lower than the arbitrage of what you can make on a 30-year mortgage and take the difference between the 30 and the 15 and put it into those safe, secure, maybe even guaranteed or insured investments. That is a big difference. Now, they cannot compete against that. Now, here's the issue that I tell people all the time. From a dollars and cents standpoint, there's no question that the 15-year or 20-year mortgage, from strictly a financial nature, is not in your best interest. But from an emotional standpoint, from you just saying, hey, you know something, I want to have my loan paid off, hey, that I can't compete with. I don't deal with the emotional part. That is something you have to look at and say, hey, you know something? I feel better. Some people say, I feel better with more money. Some people say, I feel better with less debt. That's up to you. I can't help that part of it. But that's the issue. That's the trade-off of the 15-year mortgage versus the investment strategy. Just a thought for you. And as always, I suggest, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.